Call the October 6th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Vandria?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started this evening, I need to remind everyone, even those listening, we do have a city ordinance that, city resolution regarding written comments being submitted to the Common Council and the clerk. The policy states that if they're requested to be read into the record, that they be received by the clerk. They may be read into the record if they're received 24 hours or more prior to the meeting. We're receiving requests to read things into the record as early as a few minutes ago, and we just can't accommodate that. So if you want things read into the record, get them to us 24 hours or more in advance.
Mayor,
of course, Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I just wanted to also add on to that, that same ordinance requires that apparently comments even sent ahead of time aren't allowed for public hearings.
That's correct.
That, so if people want to comment during a public hearing, they have to be in here in person.
That's correct. Madam Clerk.
And one last thing to add, up until the one that just came through about 10 minutes ago, all of those comments that were submitted to me via email have been copied and are presented and in front of the Common Council this evening, with the exception of the one that just came through a few minutes ago. But just wanted to let everybody know that they were distributed.
Mayor?
Alderman Mayer.
Can I confirm that email I sent today were into this public record by Justin Baranski, and John Leo?
Yes. Is his name John? Yes.
With that, I'll open a citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want to tell us.
Hello, I'm Joy Dragunas in Dallas, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale. I just wanted to come and speak tonight regarding something that was recently brought to my attention, which seems to be, on paper anyway, a step in the right direction as far as the neighbors are concerned and the noise for the rec sports complex. The problem that I'm seeing with the documents and with the contract, shall we say, is it's an authorization to perform an analysis. An analysis is not a comprehensive sound study, which is part of the ordinance that was adopted regarding the RAC, stating that it would be a requirement with the section 15-3.0442A district intent. It's the intent of the RAC to provide a multi-use entertainment complex, and the area shall comply with the standards and requirements of the P1 Park District and all other applicable zoning requirements of the United Development Ordinance. From there, it goes on to talk about noise levels. All noise levels must be in compliance with section 15-3.0908-15-3.1107 of the ordinance. It is page 15, number 8. And there, and then prior, it also states conditions of approval in section 3. Prior to any new or revised concerts, live music venues, or outdoor events utilizing speakers, including but not limited to the proposed baseball stadium, the applicant shall prepare a comprehensive outdoor sound study of the rec sports complex, incorporating both existing and proposed events and facilities. That such study shall identify and recommend such practices, equipment, and systems to not fully comply with all pertinent city noise regulations and standards, but such one which also reasonably address neighbors' concerns that such study be reviewed by an independent party of the city's choosing. So any recommendations from the comprehensive study that apply to existing facilities or events shall be implemented by the applicants within 2 years from the date of acceptance of the study by the county council. Now, I know years ago, Mr. Zimmerman and Mr. Marceau came and said, we don't really know what a comprehensive sound study is. And I guess I just wanted to read the adjective of comprehensive for you so everybody understands what that means. Comprehensive is a complete, including all or nearly all elements or aspects of something, of large content or scope, wide ranging. I know that the county passed a resolution to have a comprehensive sound study done, but what I'm hoping is that Franklin in and of itself will uphold the promises and agreements that were made prior to make sure that a comprehensive sound study is done, not an analysis. The problem with the analysis is we have three monitors which are not placed in the right areas nor at the right height. This was determined by someone I know personally who came out and looked, has their own company and does this for a living. It's his professional opinion, doesn't add up. So I'm just asking that you uphold your word in your comprehensive sound study.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Yes.
Say it again, 9011 West Mothman Lane. Can you hear me? Okay. I just have a couple comments. I have one question, so I see ballpark comments is three items on the agenda. Does that allow me to speak for each subject, or how is that? I've never had that situation before. I mean, can I speak three times, I guess is what I'm asking, or how does that arrange? I've never had that situation before. So.
Oh, I think you have. Okay. You can speak now, I forget.
Okay, now three times, okay. So, first of all, the Wisconsin state statute regarding 19.85, deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing in public funds, or the conduct under specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. So I'm just a little confused about this closed session. I know you're discussing impact fees and a irrevocable payment bond, but I don't know what kind of negotiation that involves because it's not involving public lands, or I don't think it's involving any kind of investment or negotiation. And then the other question I have regarding that is, do you also have an irrevocable performance bond going on also? Because most developments have both. So that's my question regarding that. As far as the sound study goes, I really appreciate that you're making steps in the right direction to help address the issues in the neighborhood. I believe I sent you a forward of the email of the person that actually has the monitor in their backyard. And they do not file complaints, it does not raise to their concerns. As opposed to other areas, obviously you have many citizens that file complaints often. And then the other question I have is that the survey that was conducted on 9/13, there were no complaints filed that verified with the City of Franklin Planning Department. There's no complaints on that date, so I don't think they really gained a great understanding on the impact of the neighborhood sound was not loud that day. I guess is what I'm saying, and I don't understand why, because it normally is, at least at some point, for most activities. The other question I have regarding the impact fees is that was the $464,000 payment paid on time in July? And then my final comment is regarding the Hills Has Eyes. I know last year there was an approval for 1,200 people per day. And I think given Tony Evers' announcement, I think it was today, trying to limit gatherings also, that should be considered, you know, kind of concerning. And I know Milwaukee County is taking down the activities on the county land. So I'm just raising it to the concern that I think that might not be a good idea to have that many people. All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Ms. Knoll, good evening.
Naomi Knoll, 8610 West Hawthorne Lane.
Mayor, is there any way to turn up their volume?
they can get closer to the microphone.
They're actually pretty, Dana was very close to the microphone, but it was pointed up.
I can take off my mask.
Is it turned on?
Okay, Naomi Noel, 8610 West Walker Lane. I noticed that this...
You can turn your microphone off, and then your speaker will work. There you go. Go ahead, Naomi, thank you.
Okay, the survey that was, the initial survey by this company was done on Sunday, September 13th. I just, when I was looking at this, I kind of made the observation that the last time we had a meeting here, we were talking about the sound. I'm not sure exactly when it was, but shortly after that, through my yard, for quite a while, the sound definitely was less than it had been all summer. And I'm wondering if this September 13th day, if this company did their survey on that Sunday, I'm having the feeling that they weren't hearing what we've been hearing all summer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Snow. Anyone else? Mr. Rivera.
Hi. Hello, everyone. So I want to talk about, ask the question.
Your name and address, please. Your name is?
Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Oliver Drive. I wanted to talk about this closed session that you guys are talking about with Water Tower Park and ask the question, why is it being discussed in a closed session? And especially considering it's such a close time frame to the Strauss proposal. From the City of Franklin website, the Franklin Water Utility was created July 1st, 1977. The utility's water storage system consists of 2 million gallon water storage tank, a 500,000 gallon water tower, and 4 ground storage reservoirs. So that's 2,500,000 gallons in just the storage tank and the tower alone. That doesn't take into consideration the 4 ground storage reservoirs. How much is in those ground storage reservoirs? Another question, how much does Strauss currently use concerning water, and how much would they require should they be granted the special use on Thursday? How much will this water tower park cost taxpayers? These are questions that the taxpayers deserve the answers to, and prior to you approving this Strauss brand proposal. excuse me. The source of water is Lake Michigan, which is one of the largest bodies of fresh water in the world. The water distributed by the utility is purchased from Oak Creek Water and Sewer Utility, which performs all the necessary water filtration and treatment. This is from Food Northwest. I'm sure if you guys find me on social media, you can find access to this link where I'm going to read off the quote. Beef processing water usage, primarily from carcass washing and process cleanup, has been reported in the range of 150 to 450 gallons per animal processed. As a general rule, meat processors use about 1 gallon of water per pound of processed hamburger meat. So, with the Strauss proposal, initially, they're going to be processing, I've heard, according to your comments, Mr. Mayor, to Mayor Rick of Muskego, according to his statement on social media, he said that it would start at 500 initially. So that is in odds with what, and you can shake your head, but this is what Mayor Rick is quoted in on social media saying. So with 500 cows a day, at the max, 450 gallons per animal, that's 225,000 gallons a day. So, this leads me to my next point, which is what these other ladies have spoken about. If a simple sound analysis is performed and replacing a complete sound study, how are we supposed to trust that Strauss is going to uphold what it is that we can't see or we don't know about? in regards to impact negatively to our source of water. Okay. If it's resulting, if something as simple as sound is resulting in multiple constituents complaining about sound disruptions in surrounding home and property owners are feeling the undue or adverse impact of the existing community and homeowners without further studies, how is that right? Mr. Olson, you were the one in your email to all of these city officials said about me that you said the things that you said about me. And that's why I'm here. Because I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up for my right, for my First Amendment. And I'm going to stand up for the right of all these other citizens that want the answers. They want the truth. They want it, Mr. Mayor. And they deserve it. Here's a city ordinance, 183, that you referenced in your email, a new law for the city. Preservation of the home is the keystone of democratic government. The public health and welfare and good order of the community requires that members of the community enjoy in their home and dwellings a feeling of well-being, tranquility, and privacy. And when absent from their homes and dwellings, carry with them the sense of security inherent in the assurance that they may return to the enjoyment of their homes and dwellings. You are not affording that to these citizens that are complaining about sound. But yet you made the complaint about 10 protesters, peaceful protesters, may I add, that you were aware and informed that we were going to be peaceful. There was no reason for you to assume that we were going to be hostile in any form, way, shape, or form. So, in conclusion, I say stop authorizing bare payments because or any additional polls until after this Strauss matter concerns have been addressed fully. Thank you all.
Mr. Rivera, I need to correct you on two things. First thing is, you mentioned a comment that Mayor Petfalski said, and he claimed 500 head of cattle. He said 500 head of cattle.
I said,
excuse me, sir. Okay, I let you talk, you let me talk. That's how this works. He said 500, starting at 500 head of cattle. I told him up to 500 head of cattle, which is the statement from Strauss in all of their write-ups.
Regardless, it's still a lot of water.
No. See, you said that I said 500 head of cattle. I said up to. It's a big difference.
Listen,
Alderwoman.
Mayor Rick.
Excuse me. It's my turn. Relative to your protest in front of my house, I had no way of knowing whether it was going to be peaceful or not. Doesn't matter. It was broadcast on the radio per your instructions. I had no idea how many people were going to attend. I didn't know if it was going to be you or 1,000.
Wait until tomorrow.
Given the current society, no way of knowing. Doesn't matter, 1 or 1,000. We don't permit it, period. That's it. Thank you very much. Anyone else? And by the way, I did hear that threat.
What threat?
Wait until tomorrow. I did hear that.
Say that again?
It's on the record. It's recorded.
Mike Zimmerman, 7201 South 92nd Street. I want to separate the Strauss deal from the sound study. I don't see the linkage, but in front of you, I agree to pay for the sound study. If this is not, you know, that the whole goal is to get the residents to understand what we've got going on. They're trying to get an expert on it. I think we tried to solve for that. If this is not, if they're against it and they want to wait for county to do a comprehensive sound study, maybe I would suggest we just do that. I'm willing to pay for the sound study at the, you know, with the group that you guys decide to hire, but what I don't want to do is all of a sudden have that, you know, 6 months from now being up for debate. So what I would suggest in tonight's motion is that you reconsider, you know, I don't want to pay for this thing twice. I'm happy to get the right answer. I met with a group of citizens. Last time we spoke, somebody was appointed as a key stakeholder, and we're trying to work through these issues. I was in the neighbor's yard trying to understand them. The resolution, maybe why the sound did drop, is because I was out there, we're trying to understand the issues. So again, this is all, it's all motivated by trying to get the right answer. But what I want to make sure we're doing here tonight is we're making the decision to get to the right answer. And if this is just a placebo pill or it's perceived as something different, I would suggest that maybe we don't do it and just wait for Milwaukee County to move forward. Thank you.
This is an effort to fix the problem, not study it. But if you don't want to do that, I'm okay. Whatever you guys want to do. Anyone else? Mr. Kerner, good evening.
Good evening. Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane. This sound has been problems from day one. And there's times it's like this, there's times it's like this, it's like this, and it's like that. There's times I go up there on my motorcycle, and I can hear it in my backyard, whatever's going on. And it's not a clear thing sometimes, you know, but sometimes the bass deep. Well, anyways, I went up there one Saturday night, and there was three venues going on. I could hear stuff in my backyard, but you couldn't tell exactly what it was. So that one was the movie theater was going on. It wasn't obnoxious. I went up by the umbrella bar. They had live music. It wasn't obnoxious. Went down below by the, there was a wedding going on. That one was a little more obnoxious, but when I separated myself from all three areas, they did not overlap. But yet when I went home, it was just unbelievable. I mean, you thought you were closer than I was to begin with. So it's not something we make up, and it's times, you know, bless you guys for the movie theater thing. I mean, we got part of the summer out of it because of the quietness of it. And, you know, we've got to work this out somehow. I mean, if there's got to be another berm put up somewhere, let's do it or something, or the station of the speakers. But, you know, this is not a made-up or contrived thing by the neighbors whatsoever. And there's times, you know, you call the cops, and it's as loud as can be, and then 5 minutes later, there's no noise out there at all. So, you know, we got to do something about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kern. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the citizens' comment period. Move on to item B2, mayoral proclamation about our championship baseball team. Mike, come on up. Since we're crowded over there, let's go over here. This is a little late, but we couldn't do it quick enough. This is a proclamation declaring our pride in the Milwaukee Milkmen professional baseball team in the hometown city of Franklin. I'm going to change the name. It's going to be the Franklin Milkmen professional baseball team, being the 2020 American Association of Independent Baseball champions, now associated with Major League Baseball. Whereas once upon a time, 1 year ago, we proclaimed at an opening day for the Milwaukee Milkmen professional baseball team, and whereas while last year did not end with the Milkmen in more wins than losses column, we knew they would be back, and we knew they would continue to climb the ladder of life in their games, and that victory would prevail. And whereas here we are experiencing the refreshing and rising feelings of pride and achievement from the last to the first, against all odds, the unlikely triumph of the underdogs, the Milkmen now being, I'll wait, you can wait, we're all done, everybody okay, well done? Whereas, while all walks of life, it is the team that matters. Part of teamwork is in recognizing teamwork for extraordinary efforts and achievements. And whereas in the championship year, right-handed pitcher Peyton Gray has been named the American Association Rookie of the Year. And whereas in the championship year, outfielder Brett Vertigan has been named the American Association Co-Defensive Player of the Year. And whereas in the championship year, outfielder Adam Brett Walker, being from the Milwaukee and having played at Milwaukee Lutheran High School, has been named American Association Player of the Year. And whereas, I quote, "To me, baseball has always been a reflection of life. Like life, it adjusts. It survives everything." Willie Stargell said that. "And nothing can happen if it's not first a dream,